Welcome to the Veloci Today Almanac for July 25th, 2013, sponsored by Veloci Today Select, on sale now. Luigi Canetti, most famous for convincing Enzo Ferrari that there was a market for his cars in America, was born on July 17th, 1901. But Michael T. Lynch, co-author of American Sports Car Racing in the 1950s, thinks Canetti's influence was far greater. I can think of no other individual whose connectivity spans such a broad spectrum of motorsports on both sides of the Atlantic, said Lynch. In a career marked by wars, race victories, business successes, and serendipity, Luigi Canetti was associated with a stellar list of the 20th century's leading motorsports personalities. In Europe, these included Enzo Ferrari, Vittorio Jano, Alberto Ascari, Tony Lago, Raymond Sommer, and Laurie and Lucy O'Reilly Shell. Arriving in America in 1940, he became involved with the Indianapolis 500 as a team manager, mechanic, and entrant. He prepared a Talbot Lego Grand Prix car for Zora Arkus Duntov to race at Indy. He secured Briggs Cunningham's first Le Mans entries. He provided the Ferraris that allowed Phil Hill, Bill Spear, and Jim Kimberly to dominate the first decade of post-war U.S. road racing. As a 3 times Le Mans winner, his credentials as a driver were unquestioned, as were his mechanical abilities. He helped create the Ferrari legend by winning the 1949 Le Mans 24 Hours. When Piero Taruffi won the Mexican road race in 1951, Canetti was at his side, making sure their Ferrari performed up to its potential. In later years, serving on the board of USAC's Road Racing Championship, he helped transition American road racing from amateur to professional. Luigi Canetti died in 1994. It was on July 28, 1935, that Tazio Nuvolari, driving an outdated Alfa Romeo P3, defeated the full might of the Mercedes-Benz and Auto Union teams on their home turf of the Nürburgring. It was Nuvolari's finest moment, but the frustrated Germans did not have a record of the Italian national anthem to play for the podium presentation. It was one of the greatest victories in the history of motor racing. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll return next week with more from Veloci Today Almanac.